Kum Lenin and Black Gemara. We're up to the Kuf Beis Amud Aleph. Okay. So we concluded that all different days that a matnas shchimera b'miktzas. It's not all the chasim only miktzas, so it doesn't need a kinyan. And even if he died, it works because it's but a mitzvah machmas mitzvah or mitzvah machmas mitzvah. There you don't need a kinyan. But even then, if he gets better, he can change his mind, even though you made a kinyan. Let's say a matna shchimera, and we're talking about you gave it all away, but now the din is you give it all away, but you decided to make it even stronger, that you wrote there that a kinyan was made, the kinyan sudan made between you and the eidim. So the question is, what's the strength of here? Do we say like any other matnas shchivara that if it gets better, he gets, you know, he can have chazar and the whole thing, you know, chayzer or not?
Would you like this kinyan we see with kinyan sudan the eidim? What's the pshat of that kinyan?
That means that you cannot change your mind. Your strength is that they'll have to continue carrying it out. The question is, how strong is it?
What's that? Oh, is the eidim or also the shluchim that have to carry out? Aha.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they're like executives.
Yeah. So he made either he wrote down a kinyan or he made a kinyan sudan mamish outright. Beda mashmei the Rav Amri. They say arkivat reishah. He's riding on two horses and two wagons. In other words, he's going to be like a body. He's going to be like a shchimera. But Shmuel says, "Lo yedayin, I don't really know his intention. Why do you have to write down the shtar? Since divrei shchimera, kiksuv mesurin. Perhaps the reason why he wrote a shtar is he doesn't want it to be kidvarav kumesurin. He wants that the guy should not be kain until he receives the shtar. The problem is the shtar will not be given to him after he dies, and after he dies, his shtar is worthless. So therefore, the mekabel gets nothing. By making a kinyan, he made it worse because he's canceling the shchimera part, and he didn't give it to the mekabel yet. He just wrote it." What to do? She's riding in two wagons. In one respect, it's like a matnas body. In another respect, he's strengthening the position of the makabel. Normal shchimera, if he gets better, that's it. The whole deal unravels. But in this case, it does not unravel. How is that like a shchivana? In what respect? Once you make a kinyan, what do you need to support a shchivana? She'im oma. Halva also the plane. We have a concept called mayim shloshin. Mayim shloshin is when I say the loan that he owes me should be passed on to you. So the lender is there, the borrower is there, and the other borrower is there. So then mayim shloshin is kind. Here there's no mayim shloshin. The person that owes you the money is not around. But a shchimera has a power.
Maimon Shloshim is not a king, he's just merely saying.
And that's good enough.
That's Eidus.
But the Chiddush is, and this is a Hilchos HaBalei Taima, that it's transfer the money from that person to that person. But in this case, but if the other person around doesn't work. But in this case, it does. Shchimera works. He says, Halva Osa Leplaini. Halva Osa Leplaini. So in other words, he's just strengthening the position of the Mekabel. However, Shmuel says, no, it could be he's weakening the position of Mekabel. So there's no need whatsoever to make a kinyan or write a kinyan. Maybe the reason why he did it, he doesn't want the guy to be kind of straight away. He wants him to be kind of by the shtar. But the thing is, the shtar is not a shtar until after he dies. You cannot give a shtar after he dies. And therefore... So by adding, sometimes you make things worse.
So who's the?
Maybe he changed his mind and he wants that the guy shouldn't be kind to not anybody else. For start.
So if a guy writes a tzavoya that how his assets should be distributed, does that mean that there's no kinyan?
He's writing kinyan in the shtar, or as Rambam says, he made a kinyan sudan directly. Yeah. Back to your mother. Another example is he wrote nothing down, he just distributed his nechassim verbally, but he said, let's make a kinyan on each one of these things. The moment he says, make a kinyan, the guy is much worse. I said, because he doesn't want to be kinyan until after he dies, and after he dies, he's kind of valid. Yeah.
Tell your mother. Exactly.
Romi, derava, derava, with the shmuel. We have a stidah from Rav and a stidah from Shmuel. Shalach Ravin Mashmei Ravu. Ravin wants not to let the name Ravu. Have a yodi, you should know. Sheshalach Rabbi Loza legoy. Rabbi Loza once sent out in the to exile. Meshem Rabbeinu name of Rab. Rab is called Rabbeinu. Ashchiv Merah Sheomar. Ashchiv Merah says, Kisu, I want you to write down vit to new and give a shtar to this person mana $100 from my estate. Knows he's the Ashchiv Merah. Plainly, even Messi died. Ain't Kaisu Vivanaisu. The Rab is saying, don't tremble. Legoy Melaknaisu Vishtar. Maybe the reason why he told him to write down is because he wants the guy to be kind and not also Shchiv Merah, but also shtar. And then Shtalach Misa, after Misa, he can't give a shtar. Poof for Kevin, I've said before. Before Rab said that he's strengthening the position of the guy that he shouldn't be in mind even if he gets better, even if he recovers. And now he's saying, and no, I'm home like Shmuel, then maybe he meant, intended, it shouldn't happen till afterwards. V'amr, Rabbi Yehuda, Mr. Shmuel, and Rabbi Yehuda, Mr. Shmuel, and then Mr. Shmuel said, Pumvaket, Hirchazer, Kaisvin, Vinnaisnin. Now, why did even Lachem Mesa? Why? Because it's strengthening the position of the Makabal. Pumvaket, what he said before. Kashir, the Rav, the Rav, and Kashir, the Shmuel, the Shmuel. Zodigimore, the Rav, the Rav, like Kashir. Why isn't it a question of Rav and Rav? Why? On the top of the page, the Shchiv Merah said, wrote in there a Kinyan, made a Kinyan, we say strengthening the position, Makabal Matana, the more that he, the Shchiv Merah, cannot change his mind. Hard economy, and over there he made a kinyan. So a kinyan means you're strengthening the position of the makabel, and therefore he cannot change his mind. Hard over here, the loy economy, he told him to write a shtar. He didn't get a kinyan. All he did was he told him to write a shtar. Because he told him to write a shtar, it sounds like, what is he saying? He's saying, I don't want that person to be kinyan until you write a shtar and give it to him. But you can't give it to him after the guy dies. That's why it's no good. You're not strengthening the position of the person. Kinyan strengthens the position of a person. Not if he just says, write down a shtar. That's the difference, yeah. So you want to write the Habe Shmuel. Shmuel Habe Kasha. Before Shmuel said that, well, if you make a kinyan, we say you're weakening his position. You're dismissing the laws of Shchiv Merah, and you want to rely on normal laws, which is a shtar, but the shtar after Misa is only worth. So how come in this case over here, he's doing Kaisa Venaisis? He's talking about Miyafes Kaicha. He told them to write in the shtar, clearly, to improve his Kaich, to write that I want you to make a kinyan on top of the matan Shchiv Merah that I'm giving you. So clearly in that wording,
to strengthen the kinyan.
Oh, that's specified clearly to strengthen the kinyan of the beneficiary. So therefore, he doesn't.
In other words, what you're saying? You're saying this matan of Shchiv Merah, which is going to affect when I die. Was the matan? Oh, the matan
and
is
that
now.
That's entitled to. No. Shchiv Merah is only after Mitzvah. That's why he
exactly
can't
right.
But that's a special day of Shchiv Merah.
Right.
That stays intact, and yeah. I want to strengthen it by writing down the shtar. That's called Miyafes Kaich.
So what do you?
So why is he weakening?
So in one case he didn't specify
Does it halachically actually strengthen it?
Yes. Yeah, if he strengthens it, I get up. If I get up,
yes.
I don't get it back. It's still yours
because
I'm still making kinyan.
Right.
Yeah.
If he dies, then the kinyan really was irrelevant in a sense because it's taking effect now
That's
when
right.
he dies.
Exactly.
So it's only if he survives that there's a difference.
Miyafes Kaich. Yeah, so it's improving. We deliberately set out to improve the position of the makabel. Then it doesn't matter that he died. Says the Gemara, Yossi, Rav Nachum, Yitzchak. Rav Nachum, Yitzchak was sitting, Achoyde, the Rav, you're sitting behind Rav. Yossi, Rav, Kamed, Rav Nachum. So Rav Nachum, Yitzchak was sitting behind Rav, so he was a much lower level Talmud. Rav was sitting facing Rav Nachum. Koboy, Menei. So Rav asked Rav Nachum the following question. I have a steed from Shmuel and Shmuel. Mi Omar Shmuel, did Shmuel say, Shemel, Gomel, Hakhnei, Sel, Bishtar, on top of the page, when the Shemat of Shchiv Merah costed by Kinyan. So Shmuel says, I don't know how to be judge of it. And Shmuel said, what? That he was not going to be Makhnei only with a Shtar. And since the Einshtar Lachamisa, you get nothing because you completely canceled the Din of Shchiv Merah. But Omar Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel, didn't Rabbi Yehuda say Shmuel elsewhere, Shchiv Merah, Shekosov, Kol Nechosov Lachelim, right? It's not a mixus, Nechosov, Kol Nechosov. He wrote all the chassid to everybody else. Afa pish economy yodai, even though you made a kinyan, which is what to enhance. And now Shmuel saying it again, to enhance the keich of the mekabel. Yet, amad chayza, if he gets healthy, even though he's miyafik keich of mekabel, says Shmuel, not like we said before, that if you miyafik keich of mekabel, like Rav said, if you miyafik keich of mekabel, he gets better. You cannot change his mind. Shmuel says no. That even though you're miyafik keich of mekabel, if this Shchiv Merah recovers, he gets his money back. And
so in other words, what Shmuel is saying is you wasted making the kinyan.
It was superfluous.
It's superfluous, but you did it in order to make the guy feel more confident that he's getting it or something like that. He's be, so halakhic,
but
he makes the
difference. Had died, he would have got it.
He will get it. But you do have, he, so why do you write him a shtar at all? Well, you don't need it, it's not necessary. But you do actually. He's giving the kinyan only because he's dying, therefore your whole thing unraveled. But if he does die, the other guy gets it. The other guy gets it. How come? Because you say that he's being me Yavakai. What's the strat? Luchayda before, why don't we use the same svara that since he doesn't want it to happen until after he dies, maybe he only wants it to happen with a shtar and his ain shtar lacha misa. It's a kasha shmuk. So what happened was Nachman Nachman pointed with his hands, the ashtik, and he silenced the hasted Rava.
Who asked the question to who?
Rava asked, and what's the name? He's listening.
Nachman by Yitzchok was sitting behind.
He's an observer. Nachman Yitzchok is listening to this.
Yeah, he's an observer.
So was it like a two-tier shiur? You got the front row, the back row,
but facing back and landing back row.
And he's facing him out.
He didn't see the Nachman. I guess only saw Rava, the back of Rava. You can go right there. So he raised his hand to show, we'll see in the mother, that he's being miyafe the koyach. That Shmuel, Taka says, like, I don't know how to judge. In other words, he doesn't want it to take place because it's a waste of words till after he dies. Therefore, it's not effective. But over here, when he does it to miyafe the koyach of the beneficiary, then it's valid. So I'm not going to turn around to Rav. What was he trying to show you? Over here, he's talking about his being improving the koyach of the beneficiary. So true, on the one hand, if the Ode recovers, he gets his money back, but if he dies, he improved the stance of the Mekabel, and he gets his money. Hey, Chidomi Miyafes Koyche, how can you tell if that's what his intent is? Maybe he's changing his mind, he doesn't want the guy to receive also a Shchivna, but maybe in a more dignified way through the Shtar, and then Shtar HaChamisa. Amar Chizda, because you add some words into the Shtar, he writes, the Konina Minei, you made a Kinyin, and I add, Moisif al Matan Todo. This kinyan I'm making is an addition over and above the Matna Shchivra. So therefore, it's clear that he's not canceling the Shchivra, he's improving, he's enhancing it. So that's why the guy will receive it afterwards. Yeah. I'm only doing it, instead of being verbal, I want to give him confidence. Talking about a pshitas, that is obvious. Cost of lazer, he writes a will for one person because the kinyan doesn't take place after he dies. So because lazer, he can then change his mind and write to another like he had before. Remember, the so brother and sister, the two brothers.
So therefore, what will decide is which is the later document.
Yeah, clear, exactly the dates. Mm. And the reason why he can do that is since if he recovers, he gets all the money back. And that it's still his until the very end, so he can keep on changing his mind. So first he wrote to Reuben, they wrote to Shimon. This is exactly what Avdimi came along and he said, "Daitiki mevatelis daitiki is that star of a mace called dot tehekoi. I want it to be this way. One daitiki can cancel another daitiki because Kol's man, he didn't die. The money did not get transferred to anybody. It still is. But if he recovers, he gets it all back. So therefore, it's a canceling. What about kosav v'zichel lezeh? Not just he said, Reuben, then he changed. He actually wrote it, v'zichel lezeh, and he's mezake. He said, I want it to be zeich on his behalf. But that person sounds like he made a kinyan. So it's like a matnash chivra. It's a matnash chivra. Plus, he added to it, v'zichel. He made a kinyan for the guy already. And what do we say in this case before he said, if you're making it that strong, v'zichel lezeh, then it does not allow this guy to change his mind. Even though a minute ago we said Shmuel, if he recovers, he gets his money back, gets stam in the belt. even if he wrote a shtar, here it's much more than just writing a shtar. He said, and the zicha, I want you to be zeich on his behalf, which means that it's no longer mine. I can no longer change my mind. Okay, I cannot change my mind because of a zicha. But then, if I recover, I cannot take it back to myself. But instead of taking it back to myself, I wrote it to somebody else. Reuven, then I wrote to Shimon. Rav Amar Ishan Kana, if I found, won't you mazake to Reuven? Since Shmuel Amar Sheini Kana, what's his water? Rav Amar Ishan Kana had a kematas body. Since I added not only a shtar, which we said a shtar is not enough, but I also was mazake to that person. Therefore, I no longer have the right to give it to anybody else. It's like a matnas body.
First however, gets it,
which is a good, is a healthy man's present. Once you give it, you can't retract. However, Shmuel Amar Shmuel says Sheini Kana. Shmuel says the second person's kind. Why? Because I added these extra words. I added, I didn't have to, all I have to do is say it's yours, and that would have been enough. By me adding Shtar and Mazaka, actually what I'm trying to say is I don't want you to be Koinin like a Shimon, I want you to be Koinin with Shtar, and when, after I die. Ben Shtar Lachamisa. It's not Shtar Lachamisa. And if he gets better, he does get the money back. I disagree, he does get the money back. Pretty much, but you flick Bachar Zim, there's very much like this is the central argument between Rav Shmuel and the beginning of the Gemara today. We had it there, that in the shtar itself you wrote a kinyan, or you actually made a kinyan. Here, in this case, you didn't make kinyan. You just told the Eidim Zichu, I want you to be Zeich. You didn't do anything yet, but you told him to. In the first machlekes, he made a kinyan. But isn't the same svara? He added some things that he did not
necessarily. He wrote kosher.
Yeah, but I told you before, the Rashbam says lav dafka, because it couldn't even be he wrote nothing, but he made a kinyan suda with the Eidim. Mm-hmm. There, he wrote and made a kinyan. Mm-hmm. So the Gemara, by fully bechad zim, the man shemesh because by kinyan, the Gemara tzrich when he did it. The eid ma baha. If we're only telling us over here, in the case where they made a kinyan, I would say the konimene because he made a kinyan. That's why Rav says. That is why Rav says that it's that because he made a marba kinyan, he cannot change his mind. Ava bechadul konimene eid ma'ul shmul. But in this case, we didn't make a kinyan. He just said, let's make a shtar. So therefore, so he doesn't want any more shchibara, and the shtar doesn't take effect after me. So there's no shtar at all. But why does, in the second case? In the first case, because you actually made a kinyan, not only said so, you made a kinyan. That's why Rav says you're strengthening the position of Mekabel, that the dying person cannot change his mind. If you only knew the second case, which is a weak case because there's no kinyan done here, but how comes only if Yishmael says that's why do you have to say he didn't add anything? Why do you say maybe he doesn't want it to be a shibadai, he just wants the shtar to be the kinyan, and since he's dead, the shtar is worthless. Aval Bahakma, the case where he actually made a kinyan, the kinyan is valid, it's like a matna's body, and he cannot change his mind, and even after he dies, the guy will receive it. Therefore, you need it.
When he makes this kinyan, is this kinyan also putting more onus on the Yedim who are shluchim as to how they carry out the shluchas once he dies?
He makes a kinyan, then he took it out of his rishus already.
Into the hands of the shluchim?
Into the Yedim, yeah. But when he doesn't make kinyan, just says zichu, because nothing happened, nothing happened.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Back to you, Maria. He makes a summary. Okay. This whole sugi we just had is the way they learned in the sugi. But Pumbedisa, they learned a different way. They didn't bring the machlekes Rav Shmuel that we had in the beginning. How did they learn Pumbedisa? Rabbi said, Sholchu leimid bei Rav Shmuel. They sent from, there wasn't a machlekes Rav Shmuel. They sent from the yeshiva of Rav to Shmuel, asking him, Yilam Dengdun, Rabbi, and teach us. Ashchiv Meram.
Rav wasn't around anymore.
That's right, yeah. Like Rav Yehuda, he moved from Rav to Shmuel. Ilam Dengu Rabbeinu Ashchiv Meram Kosev Kol Nechosev Lachedim. What happens if Ashchiv Meram wrote his entire estate to other people? They come to me, they made a kinyan. Mao. So it wasn't that Rav made a statement to Shmuel. They asked the Shailah to Shmuel. What happens about he added this kinyan? Was totally unnecessary. He's just trying to strengthen and just trying to weaken. He said today these words that after kinyan there's no more questions to be asked. Sounds like he's saying it strengthens it. So they thought from him, so if he wrote, let's say, to Reuven, and then he wrote to Shimon, that Reuven, he cannot change his mind anymore, that Reuven is one who ends and that's it. But to himself, he could change his mind. That's what we thought. If himself, he can change his mind. What happened if he would have died? If he wouldn't have died, if he would have recovered, then he would get it back. When do we say that once he made a kinyan, he gave it to Reuven, he cannot swap and give it to Shimon because Achi Kinyan Kum? But if he recovers, it's like any other Shchimera, he's still a Shchimera, and if he recovers, he gets it all back. That's what we thought. Amar Chizda, Ki Yasir Abhuna Mekufri Pesher, Abhuna Mekufri came and explained, Bein La'atzmai, even if he dies, he made it so strong by making this kinyan that he can, even if he dies, he does not get it back. It goes to that person he gave it to because he made a kinyan. So this is before we learned that Shmuel holds that if he dies, you don't get it. Right? And they say if he doesn't die, he recovers, he gets it back himself. Here we're saying that Shmuel holds that if he does not get it back himself, it stays because he made a kinyan. Who the condomine, this person who made a kinyan, and he wrote that he's mezake and made a kinyan, and now he wants to change his mind because he got better. What should I do? You did not do the normal way of a shchimera, which is basically say I'm distributing, and then if you would have got better, you would have gotten all back. But what you did over there was, you wrote v'zachisa v'hikneitza. You added all of these extra words, and here we say that Shmuel's made it even to yourself. You don't get it back once you add those words.
But once the fellow's made a ma'aseh kinyan.
Let's do Rashbam here. He lays down all the rules. There's a lot of dinim here mixed up here. Kidamak inchi. 7 lines in the Rashbam gives a summary of the whole halachas. Kidamak inchi shchivmera hanoistin lachamisa shchivmera gives after mitzvah ledas. She yachzer behem that he gives it that it should take effect after he dies, so that he can change his mind. Im yamdu shekoisvin they write a maknin a koisvin maknin. They either write it down like a will. Or they write and they make a kinyan. Avol ata kosafta, you wrote the zachisa. You did one more step. You did zachisa. You told to be zeicher on the behalf of Knesa, and you wrote the kinyan.
This is the edim writing in response.
Now we learn out there's a number of dinim from Shmuel based on this whole gemara we just learned, and that is. The Amar Shmuel b'Shmaiti, the Kaim like we pass like him, b'dinei. Usually it's by Mamonis. Here's a b'dinei. In this din, we passing like him. B'dinei matas chimera, not by din. We passing like him and by matas chimera. Now what? Number one, a chimera b'deloy shayet. If he left nothing for himself, so it's a real shchivmera. Not a, we said before, a matna shchivmera b'mikzas needs a kinyan. A matna shchivmera entirely means he's distributing. He means with an emes. So therefore, we say that he doesn't need a kinyan, and we gave 2 reasons. Either it's matato because we said that we don't want a titzur daita. She yesh b'kinyan that there's a kinyan. B'leizi chalei zeshtar. Since there's a kinyan, if you don't give a shtar, so now that he gave a shtar, we don't know what his intention was. By giving, like Shmuel said before, we don't know what his intention is when he gave a shtar. Does he want to weaken his position? So the mekabel cannot, he weaken the position that after he dies, he doesn't want to take effect after he dies, but after he dies, and he only wants to be kind through a shtar. But a shtar doesn't work, and shtar lachamisa. Maybe his intention was there's no shtar after misa. But where he enhanced it, we had before yifukayach, oy betzavo or mitzava machav misa. The kosebo he wrote there the konina minei moisiv al matan tuda. So he's saying he's acknowledging that there's still a matan shchimura, but I want to make it even stronger. So I'm making a kinyan. Then the mekabel doesn't lose. Kone ha mekabel matana. Over here, the mekabel matana is mekabel after he did. He didn't want to lose out. They're not going to say like gomel haknoitzel b'shtar. I only want to become b'shtar. I clearly acknowledged matan to do of shchimura. Who shemesa nice. But even in this case, if he recovers, when does it take effect after he dies? But if he never died, he does transfer over. Abli mamad chayzer. The biyudua shavish like a kinyan ella machas misa. He thought that he was dying. That's why we're talking about he's distributing his entire estate. We had before, if he left over some for himself, then he, if he gets better, he does not get it back because you knew that why did you leave some over? Because you expected to live.
Can a husband can do the same thing when he sends a gift to a woman, can't he? That she's kind of coined it from now, from as soon as he gives it to his shliach, that she's coined it. She's in the guru.
Yeah, machlek is in getting the piral of whether it's a chayvula or a chusula. If it's a chusula, she could. Mm-hmm. It's a chayvula.
No. Here, this is always chayvula. Yeah. It's always
You say by get it's chayvula. Umed Rabbi Yehuda by ever we had machlekes. Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul. Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul to Kimna. In the other case, we said
unless you leave, we've got the whole shipment of drugs. The police are going to come and take you out from the railroad.
Umed Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul to Kimna. But meyafes koychay talking about you meyafes koyach. Shamina Levi Lona lohat this. Shamina Levi learns that. Now what? And we learned in Rabbi Mishmuel, it says that you're out there to strengthen the position of the Mekabel Matonah. So he gets it only after Misa, but he gets it. which Chivmerai, and what about another case? Chivmerai Shomri says, Kisvu write it, the true man of the plenty write it, and give a $100 person the maize, and he dies. Koisvin v'noisin lachamisa. Why would you write it after Misa? Because again, he's trying to help that person out. Miyafas koichoi dafke, if he dafke in a condition where is miyafas koichoi, and how do we know he writes up losh in the shtar that this is over and above the matana?
But the shtar is written after Misa.
No, but he gave them instructions and he told them.
He told them,
I want you to write these words. This is to over and above the matana. I want you to have a shtar.
So specifying to
that's the only case. I have a below yifu, but if Itaka wouldn't have said that, then like Kana, he wants him to write a shtar and shtar chamisa. The im kasa, and this is the last case we learned. He wrote, but he did extra things. And the zicha hashtar, the Moshe said, not only did he say write a shtar and give it to him after I die, but he wrote it and he said bizicha right now on his behalf. The raya, I want him to have a evidence that this is the story. And just all extra. The second guy is koine. The hod bein medish, and he changed his mind from the first guy. Who shemes only after he died. Im amad choizer. If he stood up, he can have charata the whole thing. The chol matna shchivin abechol an chosim. Whenever you do a matna, in this case, he didn't do yifu in the chosim. Didn't say over and above. Any matna shchivin abechol an chosim. The lo yifu koyach in the shtar. If it wasn't miyafu koyach in the shtar, therefore it does not take effect until after he dies. So because man he's alive, it's his. Im amad choizer. Hicha, therefore, sheni nami konit. If he can change his mind as well.
So it's predicated on his death being the trigger to activate the kinyan.
Exactly.
If he doesn't die, there's no kinyan.
If it's still his, and if he can change, keep on changing his mind. The hod be mekamo, he changed his mind from the first one. Avolim kosa v'zichne v'hikne. But if he wrote, and he's a mezaka, and he was makne. This previous case was he only did it l'raya. He said, I want that this, so you should have evidence of what we're doing here. So what do I really want to happen is a shumera. But I don't want you to go have to fight later on that I say it and have to argue in a bezdin. Here's a document. So over there, I'm not in any way taking away from the shumera. So still mine until they die. I can keep on changing my mind. But if I say, I want you to be mezakeh him now, the shtar, so it's not a shtar raya anymore. I want that the kinyan should take place through a shtar.
So now
I want
shinu yidashus.
Yeah, in this case, I'm kosa v'zicha v'hikne ka'am ha'shmul de'kana kam l'gamri. He says, mamach kinyan now, bein la'atzme machet. He himself, if he recovers, doesn't get his money back.
Because when you write a wood, you actually say, I'm cancelling all previous wills. So you don't say that, then there's a legal problem.
So you have the shtar, depends on what he's doing, exactly. So what do you say, Avi? Okay, we'll stop here.
I'm actually going to stop disturbing so much.
What?